personally a baptism of God's love. I said a baptism of God's love. Not just God loving you, but God being able to love through you. Because see, some people have got resentful. Some people have been hurt. Some people have backed off. Amen. Well, I better get back up here. You know, some people are struggling in that area, but I'm prophesying to you a baptism of love. God's going to submerge you in his love again. So that stuff that's been trying to get you down, trying to hold you down, trying to hinder your prayer life, trying to confuse your mind, amen, trying to cause you to be a hater, all that stuff's going to diminish in Jesus' name. I said a baptism of love. A breakthrough, a breaking out, a rising up, a shaking the dust off. All that suspicious thinking, all that looking down your nose at people, all that judging. That ain't you. When that baptism comes, you're going to see just like Jesus sees. Amen. You know, they say, what would Jesus do? You're going to be able to do just what Jesus would do. Tell somebody right now. Tell them. So you remember, tell them a baptism of love. You know, when you get baptized in the water, you go down up under the water. I'm telling you, I see it in my spirit right now. God's going to rekindle relationships. Hello, it ain't going to be because you've been so good or the other person been so good. It's God stepping in. Because the gates have been opened. Hello. And he's going to rekindle passion. Some people have lost passion for their vision. Some people have lost the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. You've lost it. And you're hanging on the thread. You're going through the motions. You're getting it done. But it's labor. It's hard. It's difficult. You've been challenged with giving up. But I'm here to tell you, a baptism is coming. Amen. I said a baptism. You that have been overwhelmed. I said a baptism is coming. A new beginning is coming. A fresh anointing of grace is coming to your house. I see somebody in the spirit. You can't shake it off if they got you. You've been dragging it along. But after a while, I'm telling you, when that baptism comes, you're going to wake up one morning, it's going to be gone. Amen. Listen, I remember this. I was at a conference and I was struggling with some demonic spirit. I had been struggling with that spirit for a long time and was asking God, how do I conquer this thing? Suddenly God gave me a flash of a vision. This is what I saw. I saw a hand, a huge hand, and it grabbed this spirit by the hair. The spirit had long hair. It grabbed it and was dragging it. That's all I saw in the spirit. But that day I recognized that the warfare had ceased. From that day till today, that spirit has been under my feet. I'm telling you, God, tell somebody, God, get ready to move for you. Get ready. I'm telling you, some stuff you struggled with for a long time. Amen. God's getting ready to break that thing. You're going to be free in your mind. Somebody's going to get free in their body because you've been battling with sickness and disease and infirmity, weakness. God's going to give you a new strength. I'll never forget that. I saw that in the spirit. It was just a flash. I know it was an angel. Said, all right, enough is enough. That thing by the hair was dragging it. See, it's over. Tell somebody it's over. The final grace. We're in part, well, I won't call it part two, but we're in the second atmosphere. We're comparing it to five atmospheres that surround the earth. Five dimensions of grace, grace being the number five. And I prophesy that to you. With the fact being that this is the fifth month. Amen. Tell somebody, expect some stuff. God is a God of numbers. God works with numbers. Expect a special grace to come to you this month. A fresh anointing of grace. Amen? Amen. So, we've been talking about the stratosphere. We came from the troposphere, which is the first sphere. We've come to the stratosphere, which is the second sphere. And let me just talk a little bit about that, and hopefully we'll get to the third sphere tonight. The stratosphere, that's where temperature rises with increasing altitude, okay, to about 30 miles. And that information, you can find that in a Webster's Dictionary or Wikipedia. You'll find this information. Scientists will tell you that. But we're comparing spiritual with natural. The troposphere and stratosphere show distinct circulation systems. Now, in the troposphere, the first sphere, the circulation is vertical. You know, people that are caught up in the stuff in the troposphere, for the most part, they want to get out of it. I would suspect. I'm talking about Christians, saints, church folk. They want to get out of that stuff. And so there's a circulation of thrust. Tell somebody, you can get out of it if you're in it. You don't have to stay there. But now the trap in the stratosphere is that the circulation is not vertical, it's horizontal. In other words, when it's horizontal, in the stratosphere, there's something that wants to keep you there. It's not trying to push you up. It's trying to cause you to settle. And that's why we got into the traditions of men. Because men, through tradition, deny the power of God. They stopped the power of God. Remember, we looked at how the Pharisees were critical of Jesus. They said, how come your disciples don't wash their hands before they partake of meat? And we weren't talking about, you know, just washing hands. We were talking about the traditions of how the Pharisees would have water pots, and they would go into each water pot, six of them. Before they would eat, they would wash in all six. And it was a tradition they had established. So if you didn't wash in all water pots, your hands weren't clean. I don't care what kind of soap you used. And that's why Jesus said, you strain at a gnat. If a gnat got in one of those water pots, they would strain at getting it out. But he said, you swallow a camel. He said, you, by the commandments of men, you deny the power of God. Now, you got to understand something. This ain't an either or. When you are under the commandments of men and tradition, you have quenched the power of God. Ain't no doubt about it. Ain't, well, I'm traditional, but yeah, I'm moving in the Holy. No, you ain't. You're moving by the commandment of men. And God ain't in that. Come on, let's call a spade. God ain't in it. Jesus rebuked him. He called them hypocrites. He said, with the mouth they do worship me, but their hearts are far from me. We talked about the Samaritan, known as the Good Samaritan. An Israelite got fell to robbers. A Levite and a priest, saved folk. On the road to Jericho, from Jerusalem to Jericho, where all the priests, thousands of priests lived there, they were on the road there to offer sacrifices, and they saw the Israelite who had been beaten and left for dead, and the priest saw him and went by on the other side of the priest. And then the Levite saw him as well, and he did the same thing. He went over and looked at him. And went on his way. But the Good Samaritan, the Samaritan whom the Jews had no dealings with because they were lower. Remember, Jesus was going to go through Samaria. They had to go, the Jews would go all the way around Samaria. That's the type of hatred they had for the half-breed. But it was a half-breed that stopped and bound the man's wounds up, took him to an inn, told the innkeeper to keep him as long as you need to, whatever more that needs to be paid for him, I'll pay it. And Jesus asked, now which one was a neighbor? And the Pharisee that answered said, he who did this. He didn't even say the Samaritan. He wouldn't say that. Religious folk. Their relation or their so-called relationship with God is in what they do or don't do. A bunch of do's and don'ts, but the do's and the don'ts are commandments of men. That's why denomination is so dangerous. Amen. There's saved folks in denominations, but denomination, I call it demonomination. Because it's got demonic influence. Because if you don't do it like we do it, then you ain't got it. Amen. That's the mindset of a lot of denominations. And see, denomination is religious spirits. They're man's doing. They're the traditions of men, founded by men. Can we be for real tonight? And it cancels out the power of God moving. So we need to understand that. So we also talked a little bit about the publican and the Pharisee in Luke 18, where they went into the temple to pray. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like other men, an adulterer, an extortioner, and then not like this publican. See, publicans were known for thievery, overtaxing people, and getting rich off of cheating people. But the publican went in and he stood afar off. And the Bible says that he prayed. He wouldn't even look up. He was so ashamed. But he said, Lord, have mercy upon me. I'm a sinful man. Be merciful to me, a sinner. And then Jesus asked, which one left out justified? Not the one that said, I tithe of everything. I fast 2 times a week. Oh, that's noble, but the man's heart was wicked. It was a religious spirit. This is why you can't. See, that stuff has to be a fruit of the root. People try to make that their relationship. No, that should stem from the relationship. Otherwise, you're a hypocrite. Hypocrisy, theater. And the danger today is that so many people know how to do church. But like Jesus said, their hearts are far from me. See, he seeks such to worship him that will worship him in spirit and in truth. See, God has a protocol. Amen. There's a way to worship God. It's not legalistic, and you don't approach the president any old kind of way. Try to go up in the White House. I want to see Trump, and I want to see him now.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.